Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour two of this live April 12th, 2004 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got 2 hours additional coming up. Tons of news and information, your calls, of course. What do you think about the ensuing bloodbath, the bedlam, the anarchy, the attempts at martial law in Iraq that are failing, multiple cities and many towns held by what you'd call the insurgents, more images of kidnapped Westerners and Easterners, for that matter, dead Americans in plain clothes that they're saying are CIA, losing control of the country, and it's just like Vietnam. Bush says, let's escalate more troops. The national draft is in the pike, but within the next year, you're going to see the UN take over. They're begging France to come in and save us, and so they'll play the part of the good guys. Whereas the big banks that own America also own Europe. They just have this little good cop, bad cop game with their left hand and their right hand. And that's all that's happening here. So what do you think about that situation? The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I also have an article here. We already knew this and put it in my first film, but more government documents coming out about official UN plan with the U.S. government to take all private property from the American people, unless you're members of a select clique, and to give it to the government and then transfer that to the United Nations. I remember in 97 telling people the U.N. was taking over our national parks. They couldn't believe it, but now it's public knowledge and even in some of the big newspapers, so we'll get into that as well. I wanted to get to this little story, though. It's pretty important. This is out of the Houston Chronicle. It says, FDA held back results of child suicide study. 10 months ago, when concerns arose about a possible link between children taking antidepressant drugs and suicide attempts, senior officials at the Food and Drug Administration ordered their leading expert to head up an examination of the evidence. When the government scientist filed his report last winter, however, his bosses decided to keep it secret, even though it found that children who took the drugs were twice as likely to be involved in serious suicide-related behavior as those who did not. Now, where's the whitewash here? In 1983, when they approved Prozac, they covered up the fact that there were massive increases in suicides, not just in children, but in adults. And are they slowing down? No, they're accelerating the pace of schools ordering parents to put their children on these deadly drugs that are in the same family as LSD. And what is Ritalin? It is pharmacological grade methamphetamine. That's all it is. That's the molecular structure. Meth and amphetamine, and it causes brain shrinkage, heart palpitation, retardation of growth, all sorts of problems. But hey, they don't care. 6 million children on that. And we don't even know the numbers. It's between 6 and 10 million on Prozac-type drugs. I mean, come on. 1 in 10 in England on these drugs. And in March, when the agency issued a warning about the possibility of problems for young patients taking the drugs, FDA officials said no conclusive scientific evidence existed on the link between antidepressants and potentially suicidal behavior by children, despite the fact that their own internal study showed that it did. So see, but far worse than even this was the CDC's documents from 2000, released 3 months ago, where they said, man, I wouldn't give my granddaughter this shot. Man, this stuff's deadly. Millions are brain damaged. We got to cover this up. And by the way, did they get the thimerosal out of the vaccines? No. Contrary to what you've heard. No, they've actually increased it several hundredfold in the MMR and the flu shots, and refuse to put an advisory out. They say it's good. So they're making it worse. So roll your sleeves up and say bye-bye to your cerebral cortex.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central, we will expose the criminals, the New World Order that they're setting up, what this means to you and your family, and give you a chance to respond and talk about any issues you wish here on the air. We are chronicling their criminal activity, their deceit. Let's get back into some more news, and then we'll go straight to your calls at 800-259-9231. Bush conceals names of U.S. firms that paid kickbacks to Saddam from Capitol Hill Blue. And again, these aren't liberals out exposing this. They're the folks that exposed Bill Clinton. It's Judicial Watch talking about Bush and the Bin Ladens. Now, it's real conservatives like myself exposing all of this. The Democrats wouldn't dare do it because they're all part of it as well, showing you just how bad things are. Saddam Hussein siphoned off $10.1 billion from Iraq oil for food programs through illegal contracts and kickback deals with private suppliers of food and medicine, a congressional agency said Wednesday. John Negroponte, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the Bush administration can identify the private businesses' firms that cut kickback deals with Saddam Hussein but intends to keep the name secret. Now, going back to about a month before the war with Iraq, well, they were already under siege, a 12-year siege. That is the greatest definition of all-out war, is siege, but the intensification of classical military operations. About a month before that, remember, Saddam delivered 18,000 pages of documents about his weapons of mass destruction program to the UN, and U.S. Special Forces went into the UN building at gunpoint and took 8,000 pages of the documents. Took all the documents a few days later, gave them 10,000 pages back. So Saddam released more copies on disk, and the news media overseas looked at it, and it was Donald Rumsfeld and the former Secretary of State, James Baker, and the former Defense Secretary, now the Vice President, Dick Cheney. And they had deals where through the sanctions only these select U.S. companies could sell stuff at greatly increased prices to Saddam. And that was just the stuff that the UN, again, as part of the dictatorship, would allow. Then the under-the-table stuff was going to U.S. companies with Bush connections. So, yeah, arrest those that deal with the terrorists. Well, no one like the Bushes is in business with Noriega, Saddam, Bin Laden. I mean, in every case, no one has more connections. So it's just amazing. Senator Richard Lugar, Republican Indiana, that's a whitewash, and Joseph Biden, Democrat Delaware, urged Negroponte to make the names public so the United States can prevent shakedowns by the new Iraqi government scheduled to assume power on June 30th. This corruption was not solely a product of Saddam Hussein's machinations, Lugar said. He required members of the UN Security Council who were willing to be complicit in the actions, and he required UN officials and contractors who were dishonest had the initiative or were willing to make damaging compromises in pursuit of a compassionate mission. So that's the spin. There's an open letter to Condoleezza Rice, "You Are a Liar," by Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing. She says, "I am writing to communicate 4 points regarding your testimony yesterday under oath before the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States. Number one, you are a liar." That's how I headlined my article, yes. And then she goes on for 4 pages detailing it. I'm going to read this later. Tom Flacco has a really painful article exposing the chief socialist, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, 9/11 families used, coached, exploited. Earlier this evening, a snippet of the afternoon's broadcast, The Rush Limbaugh Show, was sent to my website. Mr. Limbaugh had, for the second time, placed in line of political fire the 9/11 victims' families seeking truth, accountability, and justice. On March 10th, Limbaugh played a portion of a cable news broadcast quoting widows Kristen Breitweiser and Monica Gabrielle without naming them. Limbaugh was highly critical of the two, calling them, from his own website, campaign consultants obsessed with rage and hatred. The widows recognized their voices after receiving a copy of the broadcast and wrote letters to respond to Limbaugh, which were republished around the internet, including this website. And it just goes into just talk about how hateful and what a lie this is. You talk about prior knowledge, Bush ordering people to falsify transcripts, cover-ups, all of this, and you're suddenly a big liberal. And, I mean, attacking widows is pretty sick. But I guess this is what neocons do, is Trotskyites. Britt Hume came out and, you know, told the victims' families of the troops just to get over it, that you're part of a victim psychology, and just get over it. Get over Bush's jokes about no weapons here, oh wait, no weapons there. In fact, Stephanie, grab that clip again for me. The no weapons here, the no weapons there clip. I want to play that again in a few minutes. So it's just really disgusting how they operate. I mean, now if you're pro-gun, you're a liberal. If you think the UN's taking over our national parks, you're a liberal. I mean, I've heard them say this. I've heard these neocons. If you're against the microchip and all the children, you're a liberal. I've heard them. Oh, the liberals are the conspiracy theorists now. I mean, it's amazing. No, you are the liberals by your own definition. Big government, gun control, open borders, arming foreign enemies, signing on to UNESCO and the UN. You make me sick. I'm tired of you. We're losing our country because of you suppressing the truth and soft-soaping and pacifying real conservatives out there. Oh, my goodness. You know, it finally hit news day today. A declassified document written 5 weeks before 9/11 says Al-Qaeda members were planning major attacks, including hijackings, something Bush and others said they never got in a memo. You see, they lied to you. We'll get into the UN taking over the national parks and a bunch of police state and Second Amendment news coming up a little bit later. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Kansas City. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, let me turn.
Yeah, put him on hold. Put him on hold. I don't know what radio you got on in the background or what's going on, but you need to turn that off before we go to you. Let's try one more time.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been listening to your program quite some time now. I'm up way up in age. I've been following what the government's been doing over the years. But people have got to understand that disarming this country is not taking individuals' weapons. Disarming this country is getting our military in a position to where they're either too sick to fight or too maimed to fight or scattered all over the world.
And that's exactly what Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., George Jr., are doing is wearing our military down to nothing, using up all the weapons, and then China and others are going to strike Taiwan and other nations.
That's it. They're going to kick us out, and the American people, I don't quite understand why. You know, I'm not a well-educated person, but I'm up in age, and I've been watching over the years, and I've seen what's coming down. And it you know, it's simple mathematics. They don't want... If they wanted my weapon, they could send a couple, 3 men at my house, take them away from me. No big deal. So they're not wanting to take the individual's weapons. It's to disarm this country militarily.
Well, actually, sir, you know, you covered one prong of the fork. But, no, they do want to disarm the American people. It's in Handgun Control Incorporated's own documents. It's been discussed in Senate Commission hearings. No, they do plan to get your guns, sir.
Well, yes, eventually they do, but the first thing is get our military so weak that we have no, you know, protection, and then after that, then they'll come in and take the individuals.
Well, it's more than just getting our military weak. It's making our military a unit of the global army under UN/NATO control, and then bringing in foreign troops and training our troops to engage in domestic suppression. And I've got 3 articles in the last week where NORTHCOM is openly saying they're going to run our lives. The military is saying they're going to run our lives. Okay. And that is so un-American, I mean, I can't even describe it.
Well, I know. I can't understand that we elect officials, put them in office. They were born and raised.
They're not officials, and they're not authorities. They are servants. But now they call us civilians. You know, your mayor will call you a civilian. Well, he's a civilian, too. So are the police. But they call us civilians, they call us civilians, they call themselves the authorities, the officials.
That's it. You know, they're all puppets, including that, what you call it, lives in the White House. They're puppets. They're being used, and they're not intelligent enough to understand that that's what they're doing.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, the big thing was that the briefing that happened yesterday with the 9/11 memo that came out, that's been the big talk of the
town. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
The 9/11 memo that came out on August 6, 2001, that was the big thing. Now, it says here in the article, it says that, in quote-unquote his quotes, this is in Crawford, Texas, I was satisfied that some of the matters were looked into and had any specific intelligence pointed the threat to attacks on New York and Washington. I would have moved mountains to prevent it, he said. And, I mean, that's a statement blatantly to just, you know, control and mind.
Well, it's total spin. It comes out that they lied, that they did have these memos, which we already knew about. And he says, oh, I'm satisfied it was looked into. I would have moved mountains. What does that mean?
He signed the document, W-1999. I mean, he obviously suppressed the FBI.
Yeah, he ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. That's public. And the commission never brought that up, did they?
I'm very invigorated over this. And they have Richard Pearl in the... quoting unquote, saying that there's no specificity taking the action. What could the president have done under those circumstances? Shut down the United States.
Yeah, so this is a tactic. They announce the truth and spin it as if it's something for their side. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Regina and Brian and others, your calls are coming up. And a bunch of other news items. You don't want to miss this information. Perhaps somebody wants to call in about the Iraq situation where you think all this is going. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really frustrated. I'm in a bad mood today. You may be able to tell that, because I literally have about 100 news articles. I could spend 30 minutes on each one of these stories and not give it adequate time or coverage. Let me cover some news right now on Bohemian Grove, on the UN takeover of our national parks. Then I'll go to calls. Then I got a bunch of Big Brother police state news. Then more 9/11 Commission news. But in the next segment, we'll get to Regina and Brian and Steve and Eric and Jim and everybody else that's holding. And remember, all the news that I'm mentioning and covering here today is on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, look, it was hard for people to believe that the government was really going to come out and say we all need microchips. They're now in the process of doing that every day, conditioning us. It's hard to believe that the UN runs our Supreme Court and they follow foreign rulings. It's happening. It's hard to believe that they're getting rid of our Bill of Rights. It's happening. When I saw the executive orders and the federal plans and the national parks, and I went to the national parks and found out that the UN was taking them over, then they were going to connect between the national parks, these corridors, then they were going to take private property with zoning at the county and city and state level. And now they're doing it. And it's in my film, America Destroyed by Design. I made that film in 97. It's more accurate and up-to-date today than when I made it, if that's possible. More pertinent. It's all documented. That film is as good today as it was then. And people couldn't believe this. This is from WorldNet Daily. They found more documents now going back to the 70s on this. U.S. backs U.N. plan to control land. The headline appeared in the Utah Independent and hundreds of our newspapers across the country in July 22, 76. The article proclaims that use of all land, public and private, will be controlled by the federal government in the future. Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Rexford Tugwell predicted this week. The land which cannot be operated effectively under private ownership will be held by the government as public forests, parks, game preserves, grazing ranges, recreation centers, and the like. And then they take the property. Tugwell asserted, privately owned land will be controlled, quote, to whatever extent is found necessary. This new federal land policy reflected the, quote, new UN land policy developed and adopted at a UN conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. They concluded on June 11, 1976, that the U.S. delegation headed by Harla Hill, then Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, endorsed virtually every resolution in the new policy, as did every communist nation. Tugwell's prediction is now complete. The federal government either owns or has the regulatory power to control virtually every square inch of land in the United States. Ironically, that same year the policy was announced, Jesse Hardy bought 160 acres near Naples, Florida, to build his American dream. He had served 12 years in the Navy and was disabled from an injury during a helicopter jump. He built a modest home using a generator for electricity and began developing his dream of wildlife area around fish ponds, which he hoped would bring enough paying visitors to meet his meager money needs. The federal government now wants Jesse's land. The government has already driven out or bought out all the other landowners in the area to expand the wilderness area and to restore the, quote, Everglades. Jesse's land will not be affected by the restoration plan, but he will be the only resident in the area, and as long as there is a human in the area, it will not be wild, the UN says. Encouraged and funded by the federal government, the governments at the state and local levels are buying private property, conservation easements, and developing rights in every corner of the nation. When the owners like Jesse are not willing to sell, government is expressing its eminent domain power, forcing people off their land. Across the state, Riviera Beach, Mayor Michael Brown is leading a campaign to condemn the homes of 5,000 residents, forcing them to move so the city can acquire the land and resell it at a profit to developers who will build more expensive homes and buildings as prescribed by the city plan, which will produce a higher tax yield. This scheme is an example of the implementation of Recommendation D31 of the UN document adopted 76. This scheme is endorsed by the National Conference of State Legislatures and the American Planning Association. It's become a popular tool for local governments to abuse the power of eminent domain and the expense of private property owners. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. Right here in Austin, Texas, under Smart Growth, they've grabbed tens of thousands of acres from people. They claim it's going to be a wilderness area. Then they build skyscrapers and ranchettes and luxury homes on it. They steal the property, people. They don't even pay you market value. Governments have developed a wide array of tools to take private property or to take away the use of private property by owners. Wetlands was the tool of choice during the 80s. The federal government took jurisdiction of over 20 million acres of private property by announcing its wetlands policy. Now they have the Endangered Species Acts of the 90s. And it goes on and on. And it's all part of a UN treaty. And, of course, it's for the rich, the fat-bellied possums to steal your property.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people want to have this hopeless attitude that there's nothing we can do. Don't you realize that if we weren't out here fighting this, speaking out against this, they could simply sell this agenda to the entire population and accelerate their program? Why do you think the globalists spend so much money on propaganda? Why do you think they spend so much money on public service announcements and on product and propaganda placement in the news and in the TV shows? Because they know that they have to affect the public mind to accept this. None of this can happen unless we accept it. And they know that we're not accepting it, that more people are waking up, so they're trying to accelerate things. The only other option they've got, and that is a total dictatorship, and that's not going to work unless we go along with it. Now, their ace in the hole is terrorism. The globalists can carry out terror, act like our saviors, tell us to give up our freedoms, and somehow get us to accept putting on the handcuffs. You know, I could never figure out how a serial killer could convince somebody to put handcuffs on. Put these handcuffs on, and then I'll be nice to you, you know. The government's saying, oh, terrorists are hitting you, and you know, put the handcuffs on, give us all your freedoms, and you'll be safe. I mean, come on. Let's go to some calls, and I'll get into some new Bohemian Grove developments and a bunch of police state news. Let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thinking of you last night when I was watching Mel Gibson carrying that flag. Did you watch The Patriot by any chance last night on CBS?
No, I didn't.
It was great. And you were in it even though you weren't there, Alex. It was it was a blessing. Praise God. I just wanted to bring up, you were talking about forced dependence on the people. I kind of want to bring up a bill in Pennsylvania. You mentioned legislation, I think, about last week or something. HB 1796 is the home visits bill. You said that we basically, they're not winning. Well, this passed by 181-11 in Pennsylvania in the state house. We have to defeat it in the state senate.
Hey, do me a really big favor, Regina. When you call in with legislation, tell them what it pertains to.
This pertains to an ounce of prevention program. It's is to reduce the incidence of child abuse and neglect through a primary prevention approach, offers home visits and linkages to family supports for families and their newborn children.
Okay, let's break this down. This is an international program deployed federally and then down to the state levels, and about 10 years ago they started Head Start.
Right.
Now, and you think, oh, it's just to help my child. You know, get them in school a year early. It's camouflage welfare. Once you get them in, every family gets 3 CPS visits a year. A lot of children are taken for petty reasons. Now they want to make it mandatory where everybody gets these social worker visits, just like the Soviet Union. So the government's there making sure you're good, coming in your house, no warrants. It's just you got to let them in, all color of law.
Right.
And they're passing this at state levels everywhere.
Right, but it hasn't passed the state senate in Pennsylvania. And of course,
what does this particular state law do? I've seen it in other states, but what does your law do?
Well, basically, it sets up making sure that they get the children at newborn. They're called potential at-risk or first-time at-risk suspected parents. I mean, what would be the ramification for at-risk?
It's every child gets the social worker visit at birth. And if you seem stupid to them, they'll probably target you because they've got a federal quota of doubling the number of children they grab each year.
Right.
They have to geometrically double it each year.
Right, and they want to make sure that they have the family self-sufficient, increase the involvement of both parents with the children. Childhood immunization. Under No Child Left Behind, it's Section 5542, requires school readiness through early childhood emotional and social development as one of the goals. It doesn't say that it's just at-risk children. It's saying that what bothers me with
all children have to be primed by the social workers.
Right.
And there's no law that you have to take the vaccines, but they're there with color of law to threaten you that you do.
Right. And also, they can talk the parents out of natural health because they're in the home and they're telling the parents, say, a parent isn't aware of homeschooling.
Well, I mean, look, we don't want government people in our houses for no reason.
I know that, but
let me finish. Much less without a warrant. And this is just setting that up, folks.
Right. But also, Alex, you have to realize that this would be a naive parent that would look to the expert to say, oh, well, you're going to help me, and then they can plug them into the services.
Plug them into the Prozac, the Ritalin, and the rest
of it. Right. Instead of tell them that, you know, that's bad, like the man said, that they're not going to come individually to the home. Well, what he has in his home might be considered at risk.
Let me just say this, and I appreciate the call. This isn't freedom. Having the government agents come to all our homes for our multiple yearly inspections is 1984. As much as having cameras in school bathrooms is 1984. And speaking of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court saying that they can put cameras in bathrooms, that's good, that you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in a bathroom stall. I mean, if you don't have it there, where do you have it? So it isn't very hard to figure this out. You talk about the nanny state. It's a nanny state in a black ski mask. Their own official textbooks and documents are there to break up the family. They are there to break up our society and get us all in the government system, through the psychiatric, through the criminal, or through the welfare system. And it's for everyone, middle class, you name it. Now, I'm not going to put up with it. What about you? Brian in Minnesota. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I kind of timed this pretty good, talking about 1984. I'm a college student here in Minnesota, and this morning I was just hit in the face with New World Order. In order to turn in our assignments now for our college work, we have to go to turnitin.com. They're making this the standard process to turn in.
And by the way, 5 years ago in public schools, they started making high school students do all their papers online in a special software to make sure, quote, there wasn't anything violent or hateful because of Columbine in it. Now it's to make sure that there's no plagiarism, but then they admit this is being indexed by the NSA and looked at, and so what you write is being put into a record. Boy, they didn't even have that in 1984.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I, like, pressured the professor, and I was asking questions about it, and she was so naive about what I was talking about. I mean, I basically got laughed.
You know what? You need to refuse.
I definitely am.
Hey, have them come after you, then you can sue the living daylights out of them. This is precedent setting.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I mean, the class is just, like, it amazes me at how passive and naive everyone is.
Now, for those that just joined us, explain what you have to do.
Well, we have an assignment. It's like a three-page paper. It's for a multicultural studies class that I have to take. And it's like one of my last liberal courses I have to take. And basically, we, no hard copies of the papers. We have to go to this website, create a user profile, you know, give personal information to the website so they can keep it all, you know, indexed or whatever. And then we send in our Word document off our computer to turnitin.com. They go through it, as you said, to check for plagiarism, and then they forward it on to the professors. I mean, I brought up the point today in class where I said, well, isn't this like being guilty until proved innocent? And they just laughed it up. I was just like,
But understand, you can also, and it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you should write a story about what happened to you and email it to us at Prison Planet, to the webmaster at Prison Planet. We'll post it. We have the admitted documents where the matrix system at the state level is paying private corporations to gather all this data, what we think, what
that.
We say, what books we read, what bookstores we go to. And this is part of that plan, my friend.
This is Nazi Germany. I mean,
but it'll stop plagiarism. It has nothing to do with that.
It's
already
totally
in thousands of public schools, thousands. All papers are done this way. Students get in trouble if the word gun is in a paper.
Exactly.
No more First Amendment. No more, you know, write a fictional story. I mean, I wrote fictional stories for English class where you had bank robberies and stuff. I mean, that's what we see on television. Now we'll have to screen our scripts through their computers. I mean, folks, do you realize how big this is?
We're, like, literally being raped. Like, when I left class today, that's how I felt. I was like, this is just totally violating. I mean, come on.
Now, notice, if you're so weird for asking a question, they're not making all the classes do it yet. They're implementing it.
No,
gotta,
this is a pilot program.
Yeah, no. You got to go to the dean. You got to tell them. In fact, just let them kick you out of the class. You need to sue the living daylights out of them. That's your intellectual property, and that Turnitin.com is just a sinister organization.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm definitely going to do that. And
so what else happened when you were explaining this to these idiots?
You know, everyone's just so brainwashed. I mean, they don't see it. I can't believe it. They have the attention span of a gnat. I took up a good 15 minutes of class. I mean, I was trying to rally the troops here. You know, I was trying to rally the troops, and, man, nobody rallied. I was just like, what is wrong with you people?
Sir, I have the news articles where they admit that this move towards screening everything you write is to create detailed psychological algorithms.
That's exactly what
profiles.
I was talking about. I mean, I know a couple weeks ago you had an article on that. And I read that, and I was saying that. I was like, look, this is totally an infringement on our rights, you know? And people have, like, no comprehension of I don't think people believe that we have rights. They just believe that whatever the government says is good. And it's, I mean, I'm just frustrated. I mean, I've been in the fight. I've been giving out your videos and taping your broadcasts on really great interviews you've done and giving them out and trying to wake people up and, man, it astonishes.
Hey, listen, you paid to go to this so-called college.
I'm paying through the nose to do it, you know?
That's it. You paid for this, and you're not their slave, and that's your intellectual property, and you're not guilty until proven innocent, and you tell them you're not going to be part of some database, and you're not doing it. And these public school children, you know, tell your parents about this. Have them not go along with it.
It's
you shouldn't
out of
be
control.
Spied on for what you're writing.
It's out of control.
They didn't do this in the Soviet Union, people.
Exactly. It's just out of control, and we got to do something. I got to find those documents that you're talking about.
Well, we post them every week, yeah.
Okay, I'll find those. I'll print those out, and I'll put together one heck of a paper for her.
I'm
not going to take it anymore. I mean, and people have to stop being so passive. I mean, it's we're in a way we're doing this to ourselves. Because
also, this is an early warning system for the feds.
Exactly.
They're going to make all reporters run these through for the major papers, run their articles through to, quote, make sure there's no plagiarism because they caught a few people plagiarizing. See, a few people do something wrong.
And they
that's their excuse
everyone.
To make it. But see, then the NSA can look at all this, and when they see something red flagged that they don't like, they can call the editor. That way it doesn't slip out in the newspaper.
Exactly.
Starting to get the big picture?
Oh, yeah, man. Alex, I've seen this. I mean, I've been listening for a long time, and I saw it, and as soon as I heard her say that and had it all written on the board, all our passwords and all this stuff, I was just beat red in the face, and she knew it. She was scared to call on me in class because she knew she could tell that I had an axe to grind. And she was so uninformed about it. The professor who's implementing
hey,
this
you
program.
You need to find 10 other like-minded students. You need to pick it. You need to get it in the school paper and tell all those students to refuse. And by you doing that, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man.
Exactly.
Hated
I have
and feared.
That on my apartment door outside.
Well, say it for people then.
You betcha.
Well, no, give them the quote.
Totally.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it causes them to be a patriot. They're laughing at you today. Once you stand up, they'll all agree and they'll all refuse, and you can lead thousands toward defeating the New World Order on your beachhead, on your front line.
You got it, Alex.
That's how we defeat these people. Thanks for the call. I want you to write me a news article about it. I want you to email it to Paul Watson. We'll post it, and several million people will read it. That's how we defeat them. Steve in Ohio, go ahead.
Alex, I'd like to give that guy that called before a high five through the telephone. I'm going to college, too. I go to a local community college here in the Cleveland area. And this is funny. About 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went into the library, and they said, well, you know, from now on you have to put in your code and your password in order to get online to surf the net. And I had asked them, well, do you guys keep records of this? And they says, well, yes, we do, but it's for your safety. And then I just, you know, it was just like, and it was almost like the guy got defensive right away, like to say, in other words, you just got to know that we're only looking out for you. And I thought to myself, you know what, I know it, and of course they admit they do this, so.
We've got to know what you read.
Right. I
this
mean,
is freedom.
Yeah, but I want to sympathize with that other caller, what he had said about, I'm 33, okay, but I hear a lot of these young people talk in the hallways. They talk about their cell phone battery dying. They talk about what they're going to do on their date tonight. They talk about being stood up on a date. I tell you, the young people of today are totally clueless. I mean, it's the biggest form of apathy I've ever seen. I can't imagine. See, this is a lot of times you're saying on your show, people are waking up. My question is, where are these people?
Well, the listeners of Talk Radio in the 1,500 interviews I've done, and it is a lot of young people waking up. And remember, the right. mindless zombies don't matter. It's us that think.
Right.
Those of us, we have the power and we have a responsibility as the real intellectuals to stand up against the socialist control freaks.
Yeah, and one other thing I wanted to comment about the 9/11 debacle. Of course, you don't believe that it's just incompetence. You believe our government helped carry it out. And
I know they did.
Well, I know they did, too. But here's the thing. One of the reasons why a lot of people find a hard time believing the story is because it's called they think that the bigger the lie, the easier it is for people to believe. And I think that once you get people past the belief that our government is capable of committing that kind of corruption, then you change the whole dynamics of the argument. But until you do that, see, people, the first thing they see is, why would our government do such a horrible thing? I mean, and unfortunately, that seems to be 90% of the people I talk to.
And then
about
you can
it.
Give them 100 examples of where they've done things much better than 9/11.
Yeah, and then you hear the old, yeah, but. It's just, it's irritating, but you
and
know
you
what?
You say, yeah, but when they abuse you, I want you to remember this.
Yeah, it's just, You know, oh, and one last thing I'll say about you. I know you gave George Norrie a lot of credit for putting you on the phone, but you really are the real thing. He still has these gurus on his show talking about paranormal phenomenon. You really, Alex, tell it like it is because you're not afraid to take a punch out the New World Order. And I just, I'm glad I listen to you all the time, and I just keep up the good work.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. But, I mean, I just appreciate George Norrie giving us the platform. I'm going to be back on there in some roundtable discussion the 22nd of this month for 4 hours, I've been told, so that's going to be good. I mean, any chance to talk to the people, any chance to interface with the population is a real blessing. We're going to break here in a second. We'll come back and go to Jim and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And you need to get angry about what's happening. I mean, the scale of Big Brother behavior dwarfs 1984. They just aren't out secretly arresting everybody yet. They are preparing for that. They would have already done it, but they're not getting away with it. People are waking up. Too many police and military are waking up. Too many whistleblowers are leaking information. It's only a few thousand globalists trying to con the rest of us. Little man behind the curtain. And they're going down. Humanity, with God's help, will prevail.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Without going into any more histrionics, just think about the mentality. Nationwide, every news reporter, every high school student, every college student will have to issue that is filed through a computer, their intellectual properties, their ideas, papers they've written. Everything's done online and put into one of these shadowy government front groups where they scan the internet, all known writings, and look at it and decide whether or not you may have plagiarized something. Whereas you heard a neighbor say something and then you remembered it and then you put it in there as an idea and it's too similar and you get flagged. It has nothing to do with that. If they wanted to catch people engaged in plagiarism, they have these computer programs, and if a learned scholar is suspicious, as the professor, they go type it in and find it if it's there, and then you get in trouble. But instead, see, all of us have to be treated as if we're guilty until we're innocent. All of us have to file our information into these databases. Just like somebody bad might have bought a bad book at the bookstore, so the FBI has got to look at all the bookstore purchases. And that's been announced. And when they go to the bookstore, it's not just a library, they have to promise not to tell anyone that they were even there or they're charged with terrorism. So it's knowing what you write, what you think, what you do. You go, well, how do they have millions of feds to read all of this? Well, they don't. They have computers that scan the words and then create a psychological makeup on you. And just don't put up with it. You're going to college and you're going to be guilty until proven innocent. You know, have to go to some outside institution with government connections and file your thoughts. And now the media is going to have to do this. This will be selectively enforced against people, and the government will look at that and know if a reporter's gotten a big story and will have time to get to the editor and tell the editor to block the story that would be damaging to the globalist. That's all this is. You know, now they're saying they're going to use the Matrix system, the state-level snooping apparatus of the NSA. They're going to use it for deadbeat dads. Well, we're against those, aren't we? And, oh, to make sure you paid your income taxes. And, oh, but I thought you had to get a warrant to get data on me. No, now everything you do is going to be purchased with your taxpayer money from the grocery stores and the bookstores and the corporations. And then the Patriot Act's going to make them give all of this to them. I mean, this is outlandish. And it's totally un-American. But the criminals in government, everything they do is going to be more secret. Who's watching the watchers? This isn't America. Again, I'll say it. Cameras in school bathrooms ain't freedom. Full break, come back, go to Jim and Myron and Brian and Tim and Mike and others. Before we do that, though, end of the hour, you know I like to plug my videos once an hour. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Find out how nuts our world leaders are. Caught them on video, engage in an Eyes Wide Shut style ceremony. They admit I snuck in and got the video. It's been in major newspapers. Get the video. Get it out to people. Make copies of it. I authorize you to for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get America Destroyed by Design. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. $20 when you order three or more. I've written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 and fight these tyrants. They can't succeed unless they can sell the public this slavery, and it's not working, so turn the heat up on them. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Third hour straight ahead, a ton of news. Your call's coming up.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.